Readings with Sarah Moore, North Conway's own psychic medium. Again, enlightenedhorizons.com is the website you can go for all that Sarah offers. She also teaches Reiki right now.
You have a class coming up. Yeah, I'm teaching a Reiki class on Saturday. So I teach level 1 and 2 all in one day. Mm-hmm. And Reiki is just the energy that flows through any living thing. And in the class, I teach you how to use it. It's great for anybody who has a baby or if you're caretaking somebody or even if you just want to learn how to help promote healing in your own body or in your animals. It's really fun.
That must be really fun to kind of see these people learn their skills.
It's amazing. The minute it just lights up for them, it's like sending more light into the world. It's the coolest thing ever. And I learned it when I was pregnant. So my son, when he was little, would ask for, he called it hot hands. So because my hands get warm when I do it. Mm-hmm. So it was so cool for him to feel it when he had a bellyache as a little kid, and it's just awesome.
And it's one of those skills, perhaps, that everybody can learn.
Everybody can learn it, and once you get attuned to it, I give you an attunement, so it's sort of in your system forever, in your soul. And it's already there. I just kind of turn it on for you and tell you how to use it well and protect your own energy. But once you take the class, it's there. And with a level 2, you can offer it as a paid service if you wanted to.
Excellent. You can learn more, again, at enlightenedhorizons.com. You can also follow Sarah on Facebook. Want some more readings?
I'm ready.
All right, we have Christina here texting in. She says, good morning, wondering what's up with her dog, Maybelle. She's been acting a little differently lately, including using the bathroom in the shower.
My chest does not feel right, and my front end does not feel right. It's very weird. Check the chest on the left-hand side, and a little bit higher than where my heart is. But I get this is worthy of a vet visit.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to make sure we should tell
everybody
know that.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a vet.
That.
I have no medical training. I have an environmental degree, and this all kind of turned on when my mom died 18 years ago. So I do get a heavy enough and a different enough feeling in my chest that I would say, go get a vet visit and just have them check her out.
Yeah, anything that Sarah says regarding pets and
anything, humans.
Really. And humans, for
Even
sure.
Even though I might have stayed at a Holiday Inn Express, I have no medical training.
Exactly. Okay, here we go. Raina from Tamworth texting in. Recently was recently offered an opportunity that she was wondering is the right one for
her. It's so funny. When you said Raina, I wanted to like stretch. Like, I am amazing. Yes, take it. Oh my goodness. The universe opened this door for you to dive and tumble through. Yes.
All right, Raina, the answer is yes.
Yes.
Go through the door. Go, go, go. Margie from Conway texting in, asking about her parents who have both passed away.
Oh, I love them.
Wondering if they're around, watching over the kids.
110%. Your parents are so proud of themselves. I just heard victorious. Like, they are amazing. They're proud of themselves. Oh, my goodness. They're sitting, like, listening right now. Like, I feel like I'm looking at, like, the two little Hallmark figurines, and my eyes are watering, so I don't know if you're crying or if they're just happy to be looking down on everybody. But I feel like they really, truly completed every single thing they came here to accomplish. And raising family was number one. It's so funny. They're saying raising family was number one, providing for family was number two. And because they prioritized the family, the rest of the puzzle pieces fell into place exceptionally well. Ugh. I want to say God bless you. So I don't know if they were religious, but I totally get, oh, God bless you for that. I have goosebumps, mostly on the left side of my body and down my leg. So when you get those goosebumps, that's them. And they're rubbing your left arm.
All right. That one goes out to Margie. Margie, if any of that's true, please.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, please let us know. Text us back. We have right now, it's Kim. Kim from Tamworth texting in. This is kind of an odd question. I'm not sure if you'll be able to answer it or not.
I don't know.
But she said that she promised her son that she would ask you this question.
Yep.
And the question is Jupiter going to explode?
No, it's not.
Okay.
And I don't know that from a scientific place. I got a very quick, no, it's not.
All right. Fair enough. So that one goes up to Kim's son there. Brian texting in from Nashua, listening online at conwaymagic.com, which is greatly appreciated. He says, I've been thinking about my parents a lot lately. Both are deceased. Just wondering if they're hanging around, if they're the ones trying to reach out to him. He feels a presence of somebody and sometimes sees shadow figures out of the corner of his eye.
Yeah, it's your father. I think your father has a lot of conversations that he would like to have with you. I think when your dad, he says, cross the finish line is how your father puts it, and I'm hearing chariots of fire, so I feel like his death might have been a bit prolonged. It was like, oh my gosh, I made it across the finish line versus woo, I'm here. And I feel like your father, in hindsight or in retrospect, can sit down with you and say, wow, I thought that I was doing everything right by you by encouraging you this way. But his encouraging was also a little bit of a cattle prod in your backside, which wasn't always comfortable. Your father wishes that he had been able to be a little more gentle with you to show you the love and the compassion that you were truly worthy of receiving. But your father came from his frame of reference, which is spare the rod, spoil the child. So your dad's just there to say, please tell me I did okay, and show me that you know the different way to do it. And I think you do know the different way. And I think you're, what I'm hearing is you're employing the different way now in your own life.
All right, that one goes up to Brian from Nashua. Again, listening at conwaymagic.com, which is always appreciated. And speaking of our website, if you text in, and we understand you guys are busy doing your thing this morning, whatever that may be, but if you want to text in your question, walk away from the radio, perhaps you can't listen, go to work, we actually post up all the audio later today on our website. That is conwaymagic.com.
And for that guy, the top of my head is super itchy. So when you get the goosebumps or the itches around the top of your head, that's your father as well. That's just another way to validate that he's right there.
Excellent. Sounds good. We're going to take another quick break. We got to see what's happening. It's 826. Let's see.